وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير. آمين for all your duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you a story of the Royal Falcon. Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh gives this particular story and driving a very, very important point. He says, once a king's falcon flew away from his palace and landed in the house of an old woman of the neighborhood. The old woman saw the falcon's long nails and its big wings and cut them short, saying, with which unworthy person have you lived all this time who kept you like an orphan? So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah says, so is the love of an ignorant person. For a falcon, long nails and huge wings are necessary items which are considered as its virtues and required in its hunting pursuits. These signs of perfection in the falcon were looked upon as false by the old woman due to her ignorance of what constitutes perfection for a falcon. By cutting the nails and wings, she made the falcon useless. The king in the meantime searched for the falcon. One day while searching, he came to the house of the old woman. Seeing the falcon in this state, he began weeping. The falcon saw him and said, O king, I am very much ashamed of myself. I repent and now make a new promise and commitment to you. So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah now says, the world is like that old woman, that whoever inclines to it is just as disgraced and foolish. He who befriends an ignorant one will meet the same fate as the falcon had met at the hands of the ignorant old woman. Hazrat Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanawi Rahmatullah, would say, in similar manner, some ignorant ones become claimants to being servants of Islam. Then in their ignorance, make Islam subject to their stupid opinions and thereby distort the true teachings of Islam. This is generally true of those people who through their own study later become authors of books and articles on Islam without having studied deen at the feet of a scholarly teacher. When looking at the writings of these authors, great precaution is required. There is a hadith in Sahih Tirmidhi, the Rasulullah said, see from whom you take your deen, and the correct transmission chain is part of the deen. In other words, as regards him from whom you learn your deen, first inquire from well-known scholars about his credibility. The jug from which you drink water should first be inspected to see that the water inside it is clean and not contaminated. What a beautiful lesson there is in this for all of us. There's another story of the falcon and the owls. Once a king's falcon flew away from his palace and landed in some ruins where many owls were staying. As soon as they saw him arriving in their midst, the owls raised a loud voice of protest and objections against his arrival, saying, this falcon wants to take over our ruins for himself. So the falcon, hearing this accusation, was bewildered and perplexed, and he said to them, I shall not tarry here amongst you, but shall return to the king. You may keep your ruins to yourself. My place is with the king and near the crown. So the owls replied, this falcon is busy with a deceitful plan. He wants to oust us from these ruins and claim it for himself. And he wants to take possession of our homes. And with his flattering and clever plans, intends to destroy our nests. So the falcon got the impression that the owls were going to attack him and thus warned them. If through your mischief one of my wings should break, that king to whom I am a cherished one will attack and destroy your whole neighborhood. That king's bounty and kindness protects me, and wherever I go, his protective glance is over me. I am in the thoughts of the kings at all times, and without me in his thoughts, his heart becomes ill. I am a royal falcon, and for that all envy me. How can stupid owls understand my position? So what is the lesson we learn from here? There are times when the awliya, the saints of Allah, who are like the royal falcons and the beloved of Allah, are looked at by the stupid worldly ones in the same manner as the owls looked at the falcon, through wrong reasoning and analogy. Similarly, we find those who trouble them as a result of their wrong reasoning and of their conceptions. Allah, however, protects them. They are never for one moment out of the sight of the Master, no matter where they go. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for verily you are within our sight. In other words, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these non-believers cannot destroy you, for you are at all times in our sight and under our protection. So in the same way, you know, when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Thor, and he mentioned to his companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. Do not be grieved, Allah is with us. So when we have the mighty power of Allah, you know, over us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's watchful eye over us, we have nothing to fear whatsoever. And we need to have the reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kama haqqahu, in the manner that it should be. And once we have this tawakkul in Allah, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. And this is the very, very same fervor and excitement with each individual in Gaza who says, Ya Allah, as long as you are pleased, we do not care. And Ya Allah, to you is our ultimate return. And the true life is with you, O Allah. The life of this world may be difficulty, may be torment, may be it's deception, but we're not worried about it, Ya Allah. Our absolute reliance in you. Let us try and build that faith and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.